Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. Oh, yes. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of boys and girls all over the world. I am a glowing candle sitting here. I am Mr. Candle. And as I sit here, I twinkle into the eyes and the faces of children everywhere. It's a wonderful experience for me, and it gives me a tickle heart all through my being. And I'm just a tickle-hearted being, I tell you, when I look at the children of the world and see how glorious they are and how wonderful they are. Can you imagine what it's like to be living in a world where you don't know what a hamburger is? Well, little by little, all the world knows what a hamburger is. That's one of Mr. Bill Gates' favorite foods. Everyone knows what a hamburger is. And a hamburger is not just chopped meat. It can be veggie burger or hamburger. Either are just fine. It's what goes on it that makes the hamburger. It's the pickles and the lettuce and the tomatoes. It's all of the paraphernalia that goes on it. And that's what makes a hamburger. Yes, I was talking to a little boy who lived in the Eskimo lands. And he was telling me, "We don't have hamburgers." And I said, "Well, Felix, how come you don't have hamburgers?" "Well, because we don't have things that hamburgers come from." "Well, what are things that hamburgers come from?" "Well, hamburgers come from cows." I guess you could say that. And of course, the word ham would presume that it comes from pigs, too. "But all we have are walruses and whales and seals and stuff like that and fish." And I said, "Yes, that's right, Felix. That's what you have. And you can make a hamburger out of fish. It's called a fish burger. You can make a hamburger out of whale. It's called a whale burger. And you can make a hamburger out of seal. It's called a seal burger. And you can make a hamburger out of vegetable material or out of flesh. It depends on your choice." "Well, what is it? What is it that makes a hamburger so good?" "Well, what makes the hamburger so good is the hamburger itself, of course. But it's on a bun, and it has lettuce and tomatoes and pickles and things like that." "What's a pickle?" "What do you mean, Felix? You don't know what a pickle is?" "No." "Here in Alaska, we haven't raised any pickles." "Well, Felix, let's go into town." "With you, Mr. Candle?" "That's right, with me. You just carry me right in your heart there. You don't have to carry the candlestick along, because I'm right in your heart anyhow." "Okay, Mr. Candle. I understand that. Now let's go in town." "But Mr. Candle, I'm only 7 years old. My mom doesn't like me to go in town by myself." "Felix, ask your older sister. She'll help you." "Okay. Okay, Monica, will you come with me? I want to go in town." Monica was always ready to go in town. "Okay, let's go, Felix." And so they put on their big muckalucks, and it's cold outside, and they were dressed so warm in their special outfits. And they went in town. And Felix says, "Monica, I want to go to that hamburger place." "Felix, why do you want to go to a hamburger place?" "Because I never had a hamburger." "Okay, let's go to the hamburger place." So they went to the hamburger place. And in the hamburger place, they saw all these people eating hamburgers. And it smelled so good. And Felix says, "I want a hamburger with everything on it." And Monica said, "Felix, do you realize that you have not eaten many of the things that people put on hamburgers, and you might not like it? But I want to try it." He didn't say that he had a talk with Mr. Candle about that, and it sort of titillated his interest and made him feel like he'd like to have it. And Monica, I want pickles on there too. Felix, you know about pickles? Oh, sure. So they went to the counter and they ordered the little-sized hamburgers because they saw people eating the big-sized hamburgers and they couldn't even get their mouth open wide enough to take a bite out of it. So they ordered a kid-sized hamburger, two of them, one for each of them. And when the hamburgers came, oh, they did smell good. And there were French fries right there with them, too. That made them even extra more special. And Felix had not eaten a French fry before. And he says, what's this? Well, that's a potato that's been cooked and roasted and fried. And it's so delicious. And Felix says, oh. So he took a potato chip, long strip, and it was fried and made so looking so good. It was hot. Hey, that's hot. Sure, it's hot, but just touch it gingerly. So Felix took the potato and took a bite. Hey, that's good. That's right, Felix. Potatoes are very good made that way. Mm-hmm. French fries are really something special. Now, I want to eat this hamburger. So Felix opened his mouth wide, and it was big enough to get that children's size hamburger in his mouth. He took a big bite and bit right into one of the pickles. And as he bit in the pickle, it was kind of tart. And he said, what's this tart thing? Well, Monica said, that's what I'm telling you. That's a pickle. Well, why do people like pickles? It tastes tart. Well, it sort of makes the hamburger taste better. It gives it a flavor. It gives it an accent. What's an accent? It gives it a little something extra that makes it taste extra special good. Taste extra special good? All right. I'll take another bite. That was good, though. So Felix took another bite, and this time he took the other half of the pickle, and he ate it and enjoyed it. And he says, hey, that's not bad. Not bad after you get over the shock. And it's not bad. And so Monica said, I like my hamburger, but I want ketchup and relish on mine too, besides the lettuce and tomato and the pickles. And Felix says, well, can I have some ketchup too? And some relish too? Well, relish is just chopped up pickles, you know. Okay, well, what's a pickle? I never did hear it. Well, it's a cucumber that's been pickled so that it'll be pickle, and then it's sliced into pickle. Sometimes it's chopped into all this relish that's made into beautiful pickle type stuff. Well, let's try it. So he put a good dab of ketchup on there and a good dab of relish on there, and then he opened his mouth wide again, and all over his cheeks, all over his mouth, down on his shirt came all the red ketchup and the relish and parts of the hamburger. And Monica says, Felix, you look terrible. Oh, but it tastes good, Monica. Oh, that is so good. And he took another schlobbery big bite of the hamburger with relish on it and so forth. He says, Monica, how come you never came here before? Well, Felix, we don't eat out much because we take our money and we use it very sparingly, but we don't eat out much. And I just had a little bit of money saved, so I didn't even tell you. I took my money so that you could have a hamburger. Well, Monica, you're so wonderful, and I'll never forget my first hamburger. Oh, Monica, it was so good. Monica, you didn't eat all of yours. Can I finish it? Okay, Felix, you go ahead and finish it. Yum, yum, yum. And Felix ate the rest of Monica's hamburger. And they walked back home. And when they got home, Monica went to her room, and Felix said to Mr. Candle, Mr. Candle, that was great. How do you know all these things, Mr. Candle? That was just so wonderful. I really like that. Well, Felix, when you travel around the world as I do, you have all sorts of experiences. And hamburgers are something that's ubiquitous. That means they're everywhere present. And people just have not given them the name hamburger. And perhaps they didn't add the relish and the pickles. And they didn't add the ketchup or the mustard. Mustard on hamburgers isn't as big thing as ketchup is, but it's okay. Mustard and hot dogs, but ketchup and hamburgers always go together. Well, boys and girls, guess what? What do you mean, boys and girls? I'm sitting here alone with you, Mr. Candle. That's right, but I always say boys and girls. Well, Felix, it's time for bed. So you go and jump into your bed and get ready and call your mom and dad and say, Mommy, Daddy, come, let me hug you and kiss you and love you. It's, you're going to go to sleep now. And there comes Mr. Sandman with his pixie dust, and he's going to sprinkle it all over you, and you're going to have beautiful dreams all night long about eating your first hamburger. And it's going to make you so happy and so content and so full. You'll just never believe that it was just your first hamburger. Have a lovely day, and I'll see you again. This is Mr. Candle saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.